This may once have been a bustling town of 37,000 people, but that was decades ago. Now, it's a ghost town. All that's left of Kanetra are flattened homes, bullet-riddled buildings, a burnt-out church, a mosque, a destroyed hospital, empty fields, barbed wire, and landmines. The few people here tend to be plainclothes security police. A few cars on the road belong either to them or to the United Nations, which monitors this demilitarized area. Kanetra is the capital of the Syrian province of Golan, most of which lies on the other side of the so-called Red Line, under Israeli control. The Golan was captured by Israel in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Kanetra was part of a strip of land returned to Syria 7 years later as part of a ceasefire agreement to end the 1973 war with Israel. The Syrian government has kept Kanetra the way they got it back, in ruins. It's a reminder, they say, of the devastation that Israel caused. Seventy-year-old Ramadan has lived here with his family for over 50 years. He welcomes visitors to his modest home and readily talks about the war. He says the family left for a while but moved back when it was all over. He says he does not mind that hardly anyone else lives here now. He also talks of his family's original home on the far side of the Red Line and says that, well, maybe one day the children will be able to return. And that's the sticking point.
Syria has one major demand. It needs to recuperate the Golan Heights.
Political analyst Samir Al-Taki heads the Orient Center Research Group in Damascus. He says regaining the Golan is a top priority for Syria and impacts Syria's dealings in the region and with the United States.
If you go south of Damascus 8 kilometers, you will begin to see the Israeli positions in the Mount Hermon. And nobody can rule Damascus without putting the priority of recuperating, I'm not saying liberating, but recuperating the Golan Heights.
Syria has held discussions with Israel about the return of the Golan in the past. It took part in the Middle East peace talks in Madrid in 1991. Later efforts broke down in the year 2000 without definitive progress. Then, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz recently revealed that Syria and Israel had been involved in secret informal talks between 2004 and 2006. Syria's information minister Mohsen Bilal tells VOA, secret talks are not the answer.
Always we were against secret negotiations. We negotiate with honor, with full light. Our senior style is to make clear negotiations and to go on to conclude the principle of Madrid and to get back our Golan Heights.
Bilal says Syria is ready to talk, but he says Israel must also be ready to accept and implement UN resolutions for its full withdrawal from occupied territory. And he says an agreement should be reached within a broader Middle East context to include resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which he says is at the center of the problems in the region. An hour's drive southwest of Damascus in Kanetra, time seems to have stood still.
Hello. Major Case?
Yes, Salman.
Two Syrian officers welcome visitors to this last outpost just outside of town. There's a Syrian security checkpoint and a barrier. Beyond that, only UN vehicles travel. And just down the road flies the Israeli flag, where the Israeli-occupied part of the Golan begins. The fields and orchards on the other side may just be a kilometer or two away, but they remain far out of reach, at least for now. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Kanetra in the Golan.